Revealed Truth, Chapter 20, The Finest Conception. When you are conscious, you want to eat something, you want to feel something, you want to do something, you want to enjoy something. You want a life in which everything is palatable and beautiful. In your room, you choose your lights, your windows, different kinds of decorations, and so on. You make everything the way that you like it. Your very nature shows that you want a beautiful life. Where does beauty exist? How can we find beauty? There is a nice story in the Puranas about Mother Lakshmi Devi's owl carrier, which explains this. Once Mother Lakshmi Devi tested her owl by giving her a garland of pearls and saying, "Give this garland to whomever you think is most beautiful. Go out and search. When you find someone who appears most beautiful to you, give them this garland." The owl went out and searched all over the world for anyone, any animal, human or thing, who had completely attractive beauty. Everywhere she went, she could always find some deficiency. She saw so many persons who were beautiful, but she could always find some deficiency in them. Finally, she became thirsty and returned to her home. When she saw her child, she immediately felt, "Oh, so beautiful!" and gave the pearl garland to her child. Later, Mother Lakshmi Devi asked, "What happened in your search?" The owl replied, "I went around the world, but I did not see anyone who was perfectly beautiful. Finally, I became thirsty and went to my house. There I saw that my own child was so beautiful. I gave the garland to her." So, where is beauty? Beauty is in the heart. We see beauty through the love and affection in our heart. If someone wants to dissect everything, then everything will appear ugly to them. Sometimes people say, "That person has a beautiful face." Where is the beauty of that person's face? If you perform a dissection in a laboratory, will you find the beauty of that person's face? No. You will find blood, tissue, DNA, and so on. You will never find beauty if you search for it externally. Beauty exists within our consciousness. When we understand this, then everything around us will become auspicious and beautiful to us through the love and affection we hold in our hearts. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santaha sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yang shyam sundaram achincha guna swarupam govindam adipurusham tang aham bharami. Which means, "I serve the inconceivable original Lord Shyamasundara Govinda, whom the sadhus always see within their hearts through eyes of devotion tinged with the salve of love." Sri Brahma Sanhita 5.38. Nothing will feel beautiful to you if you do not have love and affection, prema, within your heart. When your heart's eyes are decorated with love and affection, then everything in front of you appears very beautiful. The vision necessary to see universal beauty comes to us through devotion, bhakti. Many times Srila Guru Maharaj explained, "Beauty is controlling everything." His expression, "Search for Sri Krishna, reality the beautiful," means that beauty is controlling everything. How does beauty come to us? Through love and affection for our Lord. We actually want to play and stay with our Lord in a beautiful place filled with beautiful paraphernalia and surrounded by a beautiful atmosphere. The first condition for this is devotion, and devotion will come through dedication. So everything, love, affection, beauty, devotion, dedication, is related and exists within the one chamber of our hearts. Sadyam tat pritim hevetyupati shakti janan gora chandraha swayam saha dashumula tatva nijasa. Sadhya means what you want, your destination, your ultimate hankering. Mahaprabhu taught us sadyam tat pritim. Our sadhya is love for the Lord as well as love for ourselves. When you have love for the Lord, love automatically returns to you. Tach chatmane prati mukhasya yata mukha shrihi. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.11. If you put on tilak, in the mirror you will see that your face is beautifully decorated with tilak. Everything you give to your Lord returns to you 1,000 times more beautiful. That is priti, Krishna prema, our supreme destination. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given that consciousness to us. The practice of Krishna consciousness is our life, and it is necessary to practice that in a fair and perfect way. In our practicing life, faith is the basis and love is our food. If our love for Krishna increases, then everything increases. If we realize what we have received from our Gurudev, pure consciousness of Sri Krishna, then in everything, every song, every verse, every advice, every thought, we will feel, my existence is present there. All Krishna conscious expressions have a very sweet nature. Tat eva ramyang ruchirang navang navang. Tat eva shashvan manaso mahotsavam. Tat eva shokanava shoshanang nrinang. Yad uttama shloka yasho nugiyate. Srimad Bhagavatam 12.12.50. Tad eva ramyam. Krishna consciousness is very tasteful, beautiful and ecstatic. Ruchirang navang navam. It can reveal new light and inspiration at every moment. As someone hears about Krishna consciousness, he will not be satisfied by hearing only a little bit of discussion. He will want to hear more and more. Tad eva shashvan manaso mahotsavam. Krishna consciousness always gives everyone's heart the transcendental feeling of a great festival, just as we always happily expect there will be many varieties of very palatable mahaprasadam on a festival day. Krishna consciousness is like a generator. It may be a little difficult to start, but once it is going and giving power, it will run happily and give more and more light to everyone's heart. When Krishna consciousness once enters the heart and receives good nourishment there, it will sprout, grow happily, and become strong enough to bind an elephant. Parikshit Maharaj said, Yach chinvatang rasa gyanam svadu svadu pade pade. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.19. Quote, if you discuss Krishna consciousness as much as possible at every moment, very tasteful nectar will come to you again and again and take on newer and newer forms. Close quote. Vedavyas also said, Nigama kalpa taror galitang phalang shukha mukhar amrita drava sangyutam pibata bhagavatang rasam alayam muhur aho rasika bhuvi bhavukaha. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.3. Krishna consciousness is like a very sweet ripened fruit that has neither skin nor a seed. As you taste it at every moment, it gives you more and more ecstatic feelings and strength. Bhakti hi pareshanubhavo viraktir anyatra chaisha trika eka kalaha prapadyamanasya yathashnataha syus tushtihi pushtihi krud apayo nu ghasam. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.42. How will you know whether you have Krishna consciousness or not? You will feel it just as a hungry person feels the effects of taking prasadam. With every mouthful, that prasadam gives good taste, good nourishment, and removes hunger. When Krishna consciousness is revealed in our hearts, our devotional feelings and activity will increase. We will feel the joy and happiness of a connection with Krishna in our hearts, and we will experience detachment from mundane attractions, the end of our hunger for material things. Krishna consciousness has no end. The Upanishads say, Om Purnam Adha Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Evavashishyate. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 5.1.1. Quote, Krishna consciousness is infinite, and a sincere seeker will really get that type of ecstasy, infinite ecstasy, through Krishna consciousness. Close quote. As Krishna consciousness reveals itself more and more in our hearts, we may become mad. What did Mahaprabhu himself say? Na prema gandosti darapi me harao krandami saubhagya bharam prakashitam vangshi vilasyananna lokanang vina vibharmi yat prana patanga khan vritha. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 2.45. Quote, Really, I have no love for Krishna. If I did, then how could I be alive? I am living without Krishna, so how can I say I have love for Krishna? Close quote. Mahaprabhu is full of Krishna prema, but his heart's expression is, Na prema gandhosti darapi me harao. I do not have even a little bit of hankering for Krishna. Actually, Mahaprabhu was hankering for Krishna prema so much, and he showed us the degree of hankering that is necessary for Krishna consciousness. He showed us that if we clearly and perfectly, without any haziness, realize that we need Krishna prema, then even Krishna will not be able to check us. We will get it. If I am very disturbed by the mundane environment and I sincerely pray to Krishna, please give me Krishna prema, then Krishna must give that to me. Krishna knows everything and Krishna understands everything. Krishna is everywhere and his divine play as the sweet absolute never stops. Even if Krishna does not want to give Krishna prema to us, his devotees will. Patitanam pavanebhyo. Sometimes Krishna likes to hide, but his devotees are always merciful. If they see anyone drowning, they will rescue him. The devotees will always give full support to a hankering soul. Even if Krishna ousts me from his jurisdiction, I still have hope if I have hankering for the service of Krishna under the affectionate guidance of his devotees. That is my life experience. It is not only a theory. I have seen many things in my life, and through that I am sure that even if Krishna wants to oust me, he will not be able to if I have the affection of his devotees. So only self-realization is necessary. Do I want Krishna prema or not? Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matihi kriyatang yadi kutopi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukritaya na labhyate. Which means, purchase ecstatic devotion to Krishna wherever it is available. The only price is hankering. It is not attainable by acting piously, practicing Vidhi Bhakti, for 10 million lifetimes. Hadyavali 14. We need transcendental ecstasy. We do not want sadness, sorrow, or inauspiciousness. We always need the opposite. We need something eternal, glorious, and beautiful. There is only one way to get that: hankering. Hankering gives us real property in our spiritual life. If I have hankering for Krishna prema, then I must search, where is Krishna prema? It is very rare, but if I find anyone who has Krishna prema in their heart, then I must try to get his association. Through that person I can understand what Krishna prema is, how much I need it, how much I will be satisfied by it, and so on. I will be able to understand everything through the sadhu who has Krishna prema in his heart. All the scriptures always praise the sadhus. A sadhu is chaste, honest, and dedicated to the Lord with extreme love and affection. If we have a connection with a sadhu, with our guru, and we are conscious about that, then we can receive prema, love and affection, from him on the conscious level. Love and affection are transmitted from consciousness to consciousness, from heart to heart. The presence of love within the sadhu's consciousness can be transmitted to you and transform your consciousness. Hankering is our first necessity. Without hankering, we will not find that sadhu or Krishna prema. Many frustrated persons are searching in the wrong way. Our search should be filled with happiness, peace, and beauty. In that way, we will seek, is it here or there? If we are frustrated in one place, then we must look in another place. And wherever we can find the devotional mood of Krishna prema, we must immediately buy it with our hankering. Hankering can give us everything, but kriyatam does not mean try to buy it. Kriyatam means buy it. The price of Krishna prema is hankering. Without hankering, without intense desire, we will never get Krishna prema, even if we have an ocean of sukriti. The only qualification and means is hankering, and without that we will not get anything. During the Ratha Yatra, Mahaprabhu prayed to Lord Jagannath, Nahang vipro nacha narapatir napi vaishyo nashudro. Nahang vani nacha grihapatir no banashto yatir va. Kintu prodyan nikila paramananda punamritabdher. Gopi bartuhu para kamalayor dasa dasanudasaha. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 1380. Quote, we are not Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, or Shudras. We are not Sannyasis, Vanaprastas, Grihastas, or Brahmacharis. Our identity is not mundane. We are eternal servants of the servants of the servants of Reality the Beautiful, Sri Krishna. Gopi Bartuhu Pada Kamalayo Dasa Dasanudashaha. We are the servants of the servants of the servant of the cowherd boy of Vrindavan, who is the protector, prestige, and everything of the gopis. That Krishna is our enjoyer, and all our service is meant to supply enjoyment to him. Close quote. This is the conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and through his conception we are approaching Guru Vaishnava with strong faith and hankering to be engaged in service. How we can properly serve the servants of Radha Krishna according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conception in our lives has been revealed by Prabhupada Srila Saraswati Thakur. Our Param Gurudev Srila Saraswati Thakur composed a Bengali song during the inauguration festival of the Bagh Bazaar Gaudiya Math in Kolkata. Before that ashram opened, Srila Saraswati Thakur and his disciples stayed in a rented house in Ultadanga. One gentleman, Jagabandhu Prabhu, donated 3 lakhs of rupees to Prabhupada so that he could establish the Kolkata headquarters of his mission. Today that would equal a donation of at least 1 crore of rupees. All of Prabhupada's disciples were very happy and enjoyed their new ashram very much. All the activities of an ashram externally look like material activities, vishaya. Internally, they are the service of Guru and Gauranga, but externally, they look like material activities. Eating, sleeping, singing, dancing, and so on. Vishaya Ranga. When the festival was held for the inauguration of the new ashram, a Rathyatra-style procession brought the deities Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandhavika Giridhari from Ultadanga to Bagh Bazaar. At that time, Srila Saraswati Thakur composed this line explaining the activities of his mission. Pujal Ragapata Gaurava Bhange Matala Sadhu Jana Vishayarange. Here Srila Saraswati Thakur explains that the Sadhu Jana, the devotees, all appear very intoxicated with mundane activity, Vishayarange. But their activities are actually not mundane at all. They are regulated worship of the higher path of Raga Marga, the path of loving service to the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Srila Saraswati Thakur gave everyone the divine knowledge that we should not emotionally jump into the external activities of the residents of Vrindavan. Rather, we should respect and honor their service as above us and pray for their mercy. If we try to jump from our egotistic mountain to the highest plane of divine Leela, we will fall down very close to where we started. It is not the proper procedure to try to enter the higher plane from our existing position. We need to transform ourselves and be empowered by the residents of that higher plane before we can enter there. Hanumanji can jump from mountain to mountain because he acts solely for service of his Lord, Ramachandra. We need to have power like him, that is, a pure serving mood, before we can jump from our position into the divine pastimes of Radha Krishna. Pujala Ragapata Gaurava Bhange. Until we are qualified with a pure serving mood, we will honor the divine couple's sweet absolute pastimes from a respectful distance. When I wanted to make a diorama expressing Srila Saraswati Thakur's Siddhanta on the front of our mat in Nabadeep, I used this verse. However, I changed one of the lines in the verse with the permission of Srila Guru Maharaj. Through Srila Guru Maharaj, we can understand the desire of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and for preaching purposes, I changed this verse to make it more understandable to general people. I engraved these 2 lines on our Nat Mandir. Matala Harijana Kirtana Range Pujala Ragapata Gaurava Bhange. Which means, intoxicated with the joy of Sankirtan, the surrendered souls worship Raga Marga from within the posture of Vidhi Marga. Later, I also posted this expression on the wall of my veranda, so I could see it every day. Srila Saraswati Thakur's phrase, Vishayarange, is very deep. To say that work and activity which may appear completely material are actually completely transcendental is not easy for the public to understand. I wanted to show in the Dairama that it is through Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan that we must worship Radha Krishna in Kali Yuga. For that reason, I used the phrase Matalahari Janakirtanarange instead. It means that devotees are intoxicated with the practice of Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan. They are hearing and chanting the holy name and the glories of Mahaprabhu, and through that they are serving and satisfying the divine couple Radha Krishna, whose non-different form is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the formal posture, Gaurava Bhange, of Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan, the devotees are offering their worship to Radha Govinda and their intimate servitors. At present, we do not live in the domain of Radha Krishna, and we are not trying to forcefully enter that abode. Rather, we are trying to honor that abode through our life in Kali Yuga, under the proper shelter of the practice of Sankirtan at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are proceeding systematically towards the goal of our lives, the service of Radha Govinda, under the guidance of their intimate associates headed by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu. Once when we were painting Srila Guru Maharaj's building in Navadvip, I decided to put a verse on the front of the building above his veranda. Sri Radhara Bhave Yini Suvarna Varana Sangopange Navadipe Yara Sankirtana Kalite Upasya Se Krishna Gaura Hari Navadha Bhaktite Tara Upasana Kari. Which means, through the ninefold practice of devotion, I worship Krishna's golden avatar in Kali Yuga, Gaura Hari, who performs Sankirtan in the mood of Sri Radha with his associates in Sri Navadvip Dham. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When I had this verse written on the front of the building, Srila Guru Maharaj did not say anything. Years later, when we were maintaining the building, we whitewashed all the walls and that verse was painted over. When Srila Guru Maharaj came out onto the roof of the Natamandir and saw the wall where the verse had been written, he asked me, "Where is that verse? I do not see it." Then I understood that Srila Guru Maharaj noticed everything and that he was very happy when I put this verse on the front of his building. I felt that Srila Guru Maharaj knew everything I was doing and was always watching over me. Then I had that verse written there again, and still it is there today. Our mat is located in Gupta Govardhan, hidden Govardhan, in Sri Navadvip Dham. Govardhan is the primary place of Raga Marg worship of Radha Krishna. Pramada Madana Leelaha Kandare Kandare Te Rachayati Nava Yuno Dvandvam Asmin Amandam Itti Kila Kalanatam Lagnakas Tad Dvayor Me Nijanikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhana Tvam. Which means, O Govardhan, the divine couple liberally enact their pastimes of maddened love in your caves. Please grant me a dwelling beside you so I can see their pastimes. Sri Govardhana Vasa Pratana Dashakam 2. Giriraj Govardhan is the highest place in Radha Krishna's pastimes. Radha Krishna's highest leelas happen in the groves around Govardhan Hill. Radha Kund, Shyama Kund, Govinda Kund, Kusum Sarovar, and many, many kundras surround Govardhan, And Radha Krishna's confidential leelas happen at different times in these places around Govardhan. Radha Krishna enjoy their intimate pastimes around Govardhan, as all the Sakhis and Manjaris busily serve them day and night. Chiefly, Lalita Devi organizes the service of Radha Krishna, and she gives the highest service to the group of Rupa Manjari. Gokula Patehe Pramamrita Plavanat. In this way, the nectar of Krishna Prema overfloods all around Govardhan Hill. We presented our diorama on the front of our mat to show everyone that through the Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu, we can properly honor the most worshipable plane of Raga Marg service of Radha Krishna, Govardhan, and that we will automatically enter there when we become qualified through our sincere practice of Sankirtan. Srila Guru Maharaj accepted all of my ideas. In that way, we decorated the front of Sri Chaitanya Sarasat mat and adjusted Srila Sarasati Thakur's expression. If you want entrance into Krishna Leela's special chamber of paramour love, then you must go to the Sakhis, Radharani's associates. All rights are reserved by the Sakhis in those pastimes. You must go to the Sakhis, surrender to them, and get a visa from them to enter those pastimes. If the Sakhis do not give you a visa, then no one, neither Krishna nor Lord Shiva nor anyone, can give you entrance into the pastimes of paramour love. Lakshmi Devi herself was denied a visa. All rights are reserved by the Sakhis. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita it is written, Sakhi vina e lila pushta nahi hoya, Sakhi lila vistaria, Sakhi asvadaya. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 8203. Quote, the Sakhis provide all the nourishment necessary for Sri Sri Radha Krishna's pastimes of paramour love. The Sakhis personally taste these pastimes, and only they have the power to distribute them. No one else has the right to taste them, and without the Sakhis' consent, no one gets entrance into them. Close quote. Radharani is the leader of all the groups of Sakhis. She has 8 principal Sakhis, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champakalattika, Tungavidya, Induleka, Sudevi and Rangadevika. They are the group leaders of all the servitors of Radha Krishna. The Manjaris, the younger Sakhis, serve under the 8 primary Sakhis. The Manjaris are led by Rupa Manjari and her associates, Lavanga Manjari, Ananga Manjari, Rati Manjari, Guna Manjari, and so on. Radharani serves Krishna directly, while all of her associates assist her under the guidance of Lalita Devi and Rupa Manjari. Radharani also sometimes sends Krishna to satisfy the Sakhis. The Sakhis do not expect they will associate with Krishna alone, but Radharani makes many tactful arrangements for them. Radharani wants to satisfy Krishna and side by side all of Krishna's servitors. In this way, the pastimes of Radha Krishna go on, and service entrance into those pastimes is only available by surrendering to the Sakhis. Without their mercy, no one can expect to serve Radharani or Krishna. The service of Radharani is very rare to get, and without the mercy of the Sakhis, no one will get it. The Sakhis give power to the Manjaris, so if anyone can receive the mercy of Rupa Manjari, the leader of the Manjaris, then they will get full entrance into the service world of Goloka Vrindavan. If we proceed properly, we must get the association and mercy of the divine couple's associates, the Sakyas, one day. That is our life's goal. But before that, it is necessary for us to understand the identities of Krishna, Radharani, and their associates, as well as our own identity and necessity. We need realization of these things, and we need to approach that highest plane through the proper channel. If we can approach properly, then we reach our life's goal. Matala Harijana Kirtana Rangi Pujala Ragapata Gaurava Bhange. Our target is the service of Radha Krishna under the guidance of Radharani's associates. But if we think we will get that very easily, then we will be cheated. It is first necessary to practice Harinam Sankirtan properly and try to attract Radha Krishna to appear in our heart by the grace of their associates. At present, Radha Govinda Leela is so far from us because we are bound by our material senses and have no control over them. We have a materialistic conception, and through that we fall into the garbage of illusion again and again. A proper practitioner who is qualified to remember Radha Krishna Leela under the guidance of his guru has no attachment to this mundane world. He has no lust, anger, greed or illusion, nothing. But we are conditioned souls who are polluted by Maya, and we will be cheated even more by Maya if we are not careful and prematurely try to enter into the higher plane of Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. So many so-called big personalities and sadhus may preach about Braj Bhajan, but before the stage of Ruchi, we are not qualified for that. Ruchi means extreme attachment, affection and love that is free from anything mundane. Those who have Ruchi can think about the pastimes of Radha Govinda, their position in those pastimes, the Ashtakaliya Leela, and many other things. But if we still have any anattas, mundane desires, then any practice of that will be imitation. And imitationism, sahajyaism, takes us to hell. We have seen many Babajis singing Radha Krishna Leela and crying so much, singing and crying, and finally foaming at the mouth. But simply showing many symptoms of ecstasy is not real Krishna prema. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur clearly expressed in his song, Ki ara balliba tore mana, mukhe balla prema prema, vastuttaha tyajiya hema, shunya granta anchale bandhana. Kalyana Kaupataru, Upadesha 18.1. Quote, my dirty and naughty mind, what can I say to you? You are always saying, Krishna Prema, Krishna Prema, and making an exhibition of the symptoms of Krishna Prema, but you actually do not have anything. Your activity is comparable to making a knot in the corner of your cloth to show others that you have a piece of gold there. Inside you have nothing. You think you are carrying a precious golden jewel within you, but actually you have nothing of value. You think your activities are giving you the wealth of Krishna Prema, but actually they are only deceiving you. Close quote. The ecstasy and nectar of the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan can only be tasted by liberated souls. We must wait for the stage of Ruchi to come to us before trying to enter there. We should first make our heart and mind clean and engage in the service of Radha Govinda under the guidance of a real sadhu who is properly practicing Krishna consciousness in the line of exclusive service. Such a sadhu will guide us properly according to our stage of development. If we try to proceed in that way and engage in Harinam Sankirtan as it was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the Kali Yuga, it will be possible for us to receive the purifying mercy of Radha Govinda. We will be fully satisfied with that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to show us the path of our life and the glories of Radha Govinda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's greatest gift to the world and the way that he distributes it have been explained by Srila Guru Maharaj. Sarva chintya maye parat para pure goloka brindavane chillila rasa rangini parivritta sa radhika shri harehe vatsalyadi rasaischa sevita tanor madhurya seva sukham nityam yatra muda tanoti hi bhavan tat dhama seva pradaha Shri Gauranumatam Sarupa Viditam Rupagrajennadritam Rupajayi Pariveshitam Raghu Gunair Asvaditam Sevitam Jivajair Abhirakshitam Shukashiva Brahmadi Sammanitam Shri Radha Pada Sevanamritam Ahotat Datum Isho Bhavan Srimad Bhaktivinoda Viraha Dashakam 8.9. In the highest plane of the inconceivable realm, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, Radharani and her associates serve Krishna in the supreme rasa of paramour love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to distribute the service of Radharani under the guidance of her associates. Sarup Damodar understood this perfectly. Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and Srila Jiva Goswami wholeheartedly practiced this throughout their lives and showed everyone the proper way to approach it. Srila Sanatan Goswami worshipped it, Srila Rupa Goswami distributed it, Srila Raghunath Goswami tasted and served it, and Srila Jiva Goswami protected it. Shukadev Goswami, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Devashi Narad, Uddhava and others fold their hands and gave their full respect to it. Sri Radha Pada Sevanamritam, the nectar of the service of Radharani's lotus feet, the highest conception of Krishna consciousness. Ahotat Datum Isho Bhavan, the treasurer of that wealth, is Gurudev. Only Gurudev has the capacity to distribute that final destination and highest property to the conditioned souls. The gist of Srila Guru Maharaj's expression in these two verses is, the strength, quality, qualification, everything necessary to worship Radharani's lotus feet comes through Gurudev. Everything we want to know we can understand through our Gurudev. Gurudev's position is always supreme. Gurudev is the Lord's best servitor. In the scriptures it is said, Harau rushte gurustrata gurau rushte na kashchana. Aditya Purana. Quote, if Krishna is angry with you, Gurudev can save you. Radharani can save you. But if Radharani is angry with you, Krishna cannot save you. Close quote. Our protection, our environment, our everything comes to us through Gurudev's mercy. And through that we will be gracious, fortunate and exalted practitioners. In that way we will practice to serve Radha Krishna in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is called Krishnanushilanam, serving Sri Krishna under the guidance of Srimati Radharani. We know that Gurudev is non-different from Radharani. It is written everywhere in the scriptures, but Srila Sarasvati Thakur specially and sweetly mentioned, quote, If I want to see my Gurudev, I shall see that he is the non-different form of Radharani. I do not know and I do not want to know the position of another person's guru. I only know that my guru is my rescuer, my master, my everything. And if I want to see him more deeply, then I see that he is a non-different form of Radharani." Close quote. Srila Saraswati Thakur expressed his vision in this way, and we honor that fully. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Srila Guru Maharaj are all deeply attached to the service of Radharani. We shall try heart and soul as possible by us to serve them, our Guru Parampara, and through that telescopic system, our service will go directly and perfectly to Radha Krishna. This is the finest and highest conception of Krishna consciousness. We are so fortunate to be in the line of Krishna consciousness under the guidance of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Saraswati Thakur, who are the dearmost associates of Srila Rupa Goswami and Radharani. Thus ends the reading of chapter 20, The Finest Conception, and the last chapter in the book by Srila Bhaktisunda Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, Revealed Truth. The appendices follow.